The stories we tell nowadays often begin this way. But for those living 2,000 years ago in ancient Judea, the stories were usually about what was to come, not what had already happened.
For centuries, prophets had been predicting the coming of a Savior, the Messiah, the Anointed One. A virgin will conceive and bear a son. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
But when would this Savior come? Was this story nothing more than a myth, a fairy tale, or a bedtime story?
Then an angel came to earth to tell a young virgin named Mary that she would soon give birth to the Son of God. The excitement must have been overwhelming in heaven. Finally, this dream would be reality. This prophecy would be fulfilled. The story of the ages would finally unfold.
The angels in heaven were waiting their cue. They would be bearing the wonderful news. This very night a child would be born, the Savior Christ the Lord. The stars were aligning to light up the way. Angels descending in glorious display. This very night a child would be born, the Savior Christ the Lord.
And let's sing glory, glory to God in the highest. Heaven sings glory, glory to God in the highest. Heaven rejoices.
Saints of the ages and prophets applaud, watching in wonder the hand of God. very night a child would be born, the Savior Christ the Lord.
Heaven sings glory, glory to God in the highest. Heaven sings glory, glory to God in the highest. Heaven rejoices as earth receives her King. Heaven sings glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Now He is exalted to the highest place. The name He is given is above every name. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Heaven sing glory, glory to God in the highest. Heaven sing glory, glory to God in the highest. Heaven rejoices as earth receives her King. Heaven sings glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God.
On earth, however, the story of the birth of Christ was still somewhat of a mystery. No one had actually worshipped Jehovah in the flesh before, so the idea that a child born in a stable was truly God, well, it might have sounded outrageous.
But shepherds out in the fields had an angelic visit of their own. The angels told them the story. After that, they had no doubt that this child they would find lying in a manger in Bethlehem was indeed the holy, infinite God.
Angels from the realms of glory, bring your flight o'er all the earth. You who sing creation's story, thank you.
special treat. All the children come up and sing with us. You're all ready? Let's go.
There was a man named Joseph, a carpenter from Nazareth, whose part in the story was unclear, even to him. Yet an angel visited Joseph to guide him and to reassure him that God had it all figured out.
Sure, he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem.
Saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come tonight.
think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth.
But Joseph knew the reason.
Traveled slowly in those days, God spread the word in another way. He hung a star that could be seen from far away. Astronomers from the Far East saw it and recognized it as a sign that the King of the Jews had been born. They watched, they followed, and when they finally found him, they worshiped him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Kings of earth on a course unknown, bearing gifts from afar, hoping, praying, following yonder star. Silhouette of a caravan painted against the sky, wise men searching for the Holy Child. Journey ends in the night. Three kings trembling behold the glorious sight. Heaven's treasure, Emmanuel, drawing men to bow down. Tiny baby born to wear a crown.
Once upon a time in a land far away. Yes, that is how many legends are passed along.
This story about the virgin birth, God's son being born in a stable, shepherds and wise men, it is not a legend or a parable, a fairy tale, or a bedtime story. It is not fiction. It is true. It's all true. And personally, I can't hear it enough.
Woman and an angel, a promise and a song, a word too grand for any mind to hold. A tax law and a journey, a stable and some straw. These tell the greatest story ever told. No sing glory in the highest. He is come, our great Messiah. Come bow before his awesome mystery. Mighty God and fragile baby, here a lowly manger holds, and is still the greatest story ever told.
A hillside and some shepherds, a place of blinding light, angels singing carols in the cold. Eternal revelation to men is only stone. The glorious greatest story.
Even in true stories, everyone likes a happy ending where all the characters live happily ever after. But for that to happen in this story, there had to be a subplot, one that isn't as beautiful as the rest. It's a place where we become part of the story. This is where we realize that our lives are far from perfect, that we have no standing with a perfect God, that is, unless someone changes the plot.
Though God knew all along that this was part of the design, still his heart was broken when after 30 years since the magnificent scene in Bethlehem, it was time to sacrifice his precious son. Jesus would suffer a painful, humiliating death, and God laid upon his son all of our sins so we wouldn't have to carry them ourselves.
But it's okay. God did it all because of his love for us. That's the happily ever after. The sacrificed son did die, but on the third day he rose from the dead. The story is still going on, and because of the resurrection, we know the ending. The theme is hope and peace and eternal salvation.
So how can you enter the story? First, you must believe that it's true. And then, by faith, accept the invitation to come and lay everything down before the Lord. And then your everlasting life can begin.
Then go out and tell everybody you see the greatest story ever told.
Shepherds on the hillside, there were angels in the sky. They said, boys, don't you be afraid, this is the night of your life.
There's a baby in the manger that the whole world needs to know. It begins here with you, here's what you must do.
Go tell, go tell, go tell.
Go tell.
Won't you see that shining star? You can keep it to yourself. Go tell it near and far. He is Emmanuel.
Go tell it to your sister, go tell your brother too. Tell it to everybody you meet, tell them you've got good news. Tell about the little baby born in Bethlehem. Tell him his name is Jesus and he's coming to free us. Go tell, go tell, go tell, go tell.
Won't you sing that shining song? You can keep it to yourself. Go tell.
Wise men are gonna shout it with the rich, the poor, and the lame.
And if they were able, the cows in the stable would praise his holy name.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. What you see, that shining star, you can keep it to yourself. Go tell.
I feel like I should be shouting after that song there. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration with Quirinius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that is for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. That is the beginning of the greatest story that has ever been told. The choir has shared that story wonderfully with us here this morning. And you know, if we think about literature and what makes literature great, there are a wide range of opinions, such as conflict, such as the weak winning the strong, or the story must have impact, or the story must inspire. It must consist of honesty and grace. It should have authenticity. It should evoke that, "Oh yeah, that's me too." Or it should have the commonality of the human condition. And as we look at this story of Christmas, the story of the Bible, we see all of these elements. Have you ever, you know, gone to a movie, gone to the theater, seen a movie? Have you ever read a story there and you're like, "That sounds so familiar"? You want to know why? Because all of these elements are based off the story we find in God's holy word. All these stories we hear often borrow elements of the story of Christmas. But even though the story of Christmas has all of these things, you want to know why ultimately this is the greatest story of all? Everyone agrees that the greatest stories, the best stories, have to be ones that we can relate to. Ones that draw us in and make us feel as if we are a part of it. And the story that the choir has shared with us today is the greatest story ever told because we are a part of it. Because, see, it wasn't just about a baby who was born on that first Christmas morning. It was about a God who broke into human history, coming to live and to walk amongst us, to experience pain and suffering just like we do, to experience temptation just like we do. But unlike us, he lived a perfect, sinless life. And he came ultimately to give his life. He came so that he could take our punishment for our sin upon himself. He came to take the wrath of God, which we deserve, upon himself as he hung upon the cross. He died a horrible, bloody death for us. But see, the story doesn't stop there. The story doesn't end there. Although the hero of the story, the hope of the world, seemed to be defeated, it was just beginning. Because on the third day, he rose from the dead, winning victory over death, sin, and hell. And for all those who believe and trust in him as their Savior, as the Son of God, can be saved. See, you play a big role in this story. You are one of the main characters, because the God of this universe, the God who created everything you see, the God who even created you, the almighty, powerful God, he came for you because he loves you. He wants to know you. He wants you to know him. So he came in the form of a lowly baby, born of a virgin, a carpenter as his father. He had to leave his home and go to a foreign country just to escape being killed. But he did all of that. He lived a life where he was looked down upon, where he was mocked throughout his entire life. He lived a life ultimately that led to a cross. But he did all that. He rose from the dead for you. Because God knew that we were unable to overcome our sin. God knew that there was nothing that we could do, and so he did it for us. He broke into human history. He came to this world so that you could find him, so that you could know him. So you are part of this story here today, because God did all of this for you. He wants you to find him. He wants you to know him. And that is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is all about what God has done for you. And so today you have that chance to make the choice of what your part of the story is going to look like. Because you have to decide, will Jesus be your king? Will Jesus be your Savior? He has done his part already. The rest now relies on you. And for you all who have already made that decision, guess what? Your story's not over either. Because just as they just sung for us, you are now to go tell. You are to go tell your story. You are to go tell what God has done for you in your life. You are to go tell that your Savior has been born, and that he died and rose again for your sin and for everyone else's. It is your job then to go tell. And for you, all of us, we'll have an opportunity as the choir is about to end out for us. I'll be up at the end of the service. If you want to know more about this Savior who was born on that Christmas morning, I will be here. But it's all about God has come so you can know him.
You are the God who saves us, worthy of all of praise.
Let's give our choir another big hand here this morning. As I know for